This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The odds are really good. The odds are excellent, in fact, that somewhere in your use of the telecommunications infrastructure today, internet, telephone, what have you, whatever you were doing was touched somehow by a piece of equipment made by a Chinese company called Huawei. It is, in fact, the world's biggest telecommunications equipment company, which is making Congress nervous. Last year, a House committee urged U.S. companies not to do business with Huawei, saying that if it was allowed more access to the American market, the Chinese government would then be able to spy on us more easily. So Huawei did what any good capitalist enterprise would do. It launched a public relations campaign. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz reports now from the company's headquarters down in Shenzhen in South China.
Inside the research and development wing of Huawei's headquarters, engineers are testing equipment. When I enter the room, they stop what they're doing and look at me suspiciously. Above them, on the wall, big blue Chinese characters set the mood. My guide reads them out loud. Conduct yourself professionally, protect company secrets. For two decades, Huawei has done this well, perhaps too well. The company's CEO, Ren Zhengfei, is a former officer in China's military, and he's notoriously reclusive. The high-tech equipment the company makes is used, some say, to spy on people. Huawei has always managed to leave a trail of suspicion.
We have not done a good job at telling our story.
And that's why Scott Sykes and others in Huawei's PR team are now more willing to talk to foreign journalists. This tour is part of a charm offensive in the wake of a U.S. House committee report that essentially barred the company from doing business in the U.S. The report labeled Huawei a security threat.
It's not about security because we have world-proven equipment. So what is it about? I think one of the major things would probably be trade protectionism.
That view is shared by many members of the foreign business community here in China. They suspect the committee singled out Huawei just because it was Chinese. Sykes says the report gave no evidence that Huawei, a private company independent of China's government, should be seen as a threat.
Huawei is not China. Huawei is Huawei. We are an independent commercial company, 0% ownership by the Chinese government.
Huawei made $35 billion last year selling communications equipment to people in 140 countries. The company's hardware now connects a third of the world's population. Employees relax at one of the many espresso bars on Huawei's campus. The average age here is 29. They work inside a beautifully manicured campus where each section is defined by a different type of architecture, from neoclassical mansions to ancient Chinese courtyards. Huawei employs 140,000 people worldwide, nearly 2,000 in California. Half its workforce are engineers dedicated to high-tech research. As a result, Huawei is consistently among the top 5% of global companies in patent applications. Sykes says not allowing Huawei to compete in the U.S. hurts American consumers.
When we're allowed to participate in the bid, our competitors have to bring their best, most sophisticated, highest quality equipment in order to win.
But Huawei's biggest problem is that it's a telecommunications company from China. Peter Mattis is the editor of the China Brief at the Jamestown Foundation in Washington.
Most telecommunications firms have a relationship with the host, with their local government. You know, how else would a security service be able to do wiretapping or other types of communications monitoring? So in some sense, the question is, why would Huawei be exceptional from the rest of the world?
Huawei denies it would ever act on behalf of the Chinese government. Mattis isn't so sure.
The question is what happens in a crisis or when there's a high demand for a specific kind of service at a specific time to do specific things. I mean, would we expect that Huawei isn't staffed by patriotic Chinese citizens who, in a moment of crisis, wouldn't answer their government's call?
Huawei's Scott Sykes says no way. Nearly three-quarters of Huawei's revenue comes from business outside of China, says Sykes.
We would lose 70% of our revenue, or $24 billion last year. That's 70% of our revenue, like that, overnight. It would be corporate suicide, it would be foolish, and we would never, ever do that.
Ultimately, it may not matter to Huawei whether it's given the keys to the U.S. market. It's doing spectacular business elsewhere. In 2011, the last year on record, Huawei's revenue grew by a third in Europe. In the past year, it's opened up a research center in Finland and doubled staff in Great Britain. Jobs that won't be coming to the U.S. anytime soon. In Shenzhen, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.